It is a time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, where we have a lot to get to. These are the things we didn't get to in the first 3+ hours of the program, Jones.
Yes.
Including our Ohtani watch. 60-60 is in play. He's got a few games left. Can he get to 60 home runs? Can he get to 60 swipes?
Did they play last night?
They did not.
Okay. So still the same numbers. Okay.
Correct. Well, maybe not everybody was tuned in, locked in yesterday on Ohtani watch within the Grab Bag.
Not everybody pays as much attention to Ohtani watch as we do.
So
here
it
grab
is
bag, yeah.
Up to date as of this moment. He is at 53 home runs,
nice.
55 stolen bases.
Nice.
The LA Dodgers play the San Diego Padres tonight.
Where?
San Diego.
Oh, nice. That's thin air there.
I think so. You can definitely hit a lot of home runs and steal a lot of bags out there.
Slice it right through the fog.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. Actually, update to that story. It's in L.A.
Even thinner, drier area. Yeah, you're further away from the coast than San Diego.
Yep.
Not that you're far in L.A., but you know.
San Diego is going to be starting right-hander Michael King, who has had a nice season.
Ooh, he's nasty.
He's been good.
Former Yankee.
Is that right?
He'll punch you out. Yeah.
Sure he will. 3.04 ERA, top 10 in baseball.
I think he was in the Soto trade.
Yeah, he was in the Soto trade.
Yeah.
Oof.
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 Makes you think.
That is good.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
The Boston Red Sox are in action tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, can I tell you?
Right here on WEEI, if you want it. First pitch, 7:07, Brian Baio on the bump.
Can I tell you there is a path to the postseason? Did you know this?
They're still alive. I know that.
No. They're not mathematically eliminated, but
correct.
The path is actually not that bad. Nick, do you have it? The math for the Red Sox, do you have it?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay,
Sox?
It's something like the Red Sox, they got
to
win out.
They need to win out.
Okay.
But Royals need to go 2-4 the rest of the way.
Uh-huh.
The Twins need to go 2-4 the rest
yep.
of the way. And the Mariners need to go 3-2 the rest of the way. This is per Steve Peralt.
You're making a face like that's far-fetched. Like that's
Those three teams are playing the worst teams in baseball.
Okay. They're all playing the White Sox. They all have a round
robin
against
playing the White
Chicago
Sox. The Royals are playing like the Nationals or something.
Okay, I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's not like
Jones.
But isn't that much more?
I don't like this.
Isn't that much more doable than you would have thought? I would have thought they'd have to go 5-0, and all those teams would have to go 0-5.
Dude, the 3.5 games out.
Yeah, again, I'm not telling you they're going to do it, but 2-4, 3-2, and the Red Sox have to win out. That sounds way more manageable than I thought.
You think they finish with a winning record? They're currently 79-78.
I'm going to say no.
Also,
the season over. They hit the season over.
Yeah, they did. They just hit it. Oh, well, actually, it depends on what it was. Some was 77.5, some was 78.5, but they hit either one of those.
I think I saw, maybe that was an alt line. I thought I saw some people had, if they got to 80, they lost.
Well,
I thought I saw
90,
Yeah.
You hit him at 90?
I bet 90 back in like April, yeah.
How'd you do?
Well, it was plus 6 something. But
they were cruising.
It's not going to happen, though. It was like plus 630.
It's too bad they're not involved because it is a hell of a race for the final week.
Uh-huh.
The Royals and Tigers currently have the same record. They're both one up on Minnesota and 1.5 up on Seattle. Tarek Skubal goes tonight for the Tigers.
Ooh,
but that is anybody's.
That's a win.
Like, honestly, the Royals and Twins had those spots all year, and they both might lose them.
Yeah.
It could be Tigers
and
Mariners.
2-8
it's crazy.
In the last 10 right now.
Who the Royals are?
The Royals are, yeah.
Yeah. They've lost 7 straight.
They're falling apart with our guy, Bobby Witt Jr., yeah.
They're falling apart. Yeah. Cole Reagan's all-star on the hill tonight.
Mm.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Big college football news as Memphis, Tulane, Southern Florida, University of Texas, San Antonio are not going to the Pac-12. They're going to the American.
That's such a bad look for the Pac-12.
What the hell?
And I know the Pac-12 needs whatever they can get.
They need anybody.
They're bringing in Mountain West. As of the start of this year, it was Oregon State and Wazoo. That was it. Those are the only teams that were in the Pac-12. So they have
to
get teams or they're going to lose their television contract
they
and everything else.
They need 6, right? Don't you need 8 to be a conference?
Yeah, they need 6 in addition to those two. So they've been bringing in teams from the Mountain West. All these 8, Memphis and SMU or whoever it is are saying
Texas,
no.
Texas, San Antonio said no. What's the catch?
The Roadrunners?
The Roadrunners. Fast.
Meep, 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 meep.
Yeah.
Hey, pal, want to buy a grab bag?
That was a listener submission. That one kind of scares me.
Not your favorite?
No, it's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Give me another one.
Grab bag.
Yeah, that's better.
Same guy, I think.
I'm with you.
Speaking of the Mountain West exploding right in front of our eyes, which I don't care for because now the Mountain West needs teams. So Utah State is bailing on the Mountain West.
Oh, no.
They are also going to the Pac-12.
Oh, geez.
UNLV originally said, we're going to stay in the Mountain West. They're like, wait a minute, Utah State's leaving? So now they might leave. Right now, there's only six committed to the Mountain West for next year, including my Wyoming Cowboys.
So those are the but those are the next two that could go to the Pac-12 and make it the Pac-8, I guess?
Yeah, Utah State and UNLV. Although UNLV is uncommittal.
Non-committal.
Non-committal.
Uncommitted.
Uncommitted and non-committal.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anderson Hunt is not walking through that door,
no,
folks.
No.
Larry Johnson. Grandmama.
Stacey Augmann? You think you're getting Stacey Augmann? No chance.
Plastic Man?
Yeah.
Dude, Stacey Augmann.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, I was this close to getting a Stacey Augmann number 2 Atlanta Hawks throwback jersey. I almost pulled the trigger.
What age?
It's like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was checking. I didn't know when you were talking
about. What are you talking about? Well, I made
what kind of question is that?
I ended up going, I had a list of finalists for my throwback jersey that I was going to get for the summer. It's good summer weather wearing.
What'd you go with?
Damon Stoudemire, Toronto Raptors with the big dinosaur on the front, dribbling the ball.
Mighty Mouse.
Loved Mighty Mouse.
Good jersey.
Loved Mighty Mouse.
Yeah. Former Celtics assistant.
Yeah, then he bailed midseason.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Would you have any grab bag?
What the call?
Boston Celtics Media Day is today. Our guy Terp, who covers the Celtics for WEEI.com, was going to be in studio to break it down with us, but this thing has just been a marathon session.
Yeah, it's all, apparently it's all day.
Everybody's
Celtics media, parentheses, all day. What that is, because it's still they're still going.
So he's been tweeting out videos, but so maybe tomorrow he can join us in studio and we can discuss what was going on there.
Terp Celtics Media Day Minute.
Maybe they're doing like a live auction to buy the team. $4 billion, $4.2 billion, $4.2 billion.
That's better than a silent auction. You
Way
want
better.
The auctioneer out
just
there.
Everybody out there raising paddles. Yeah, like, yeah. I'll take it.
Bezos.
Leon Poe.
Larry Ellison. Steve Palliuca's like, what? Guys, I want this team.
Leon Poe wanted to own a team, remember?
No, I remember, yeah.
Was that on our old show?
I think that's right.
He did a few Celtics fill-in games, right?
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And I remember, what do you want to do now? He's like, I want to, buy a team. I was like,
cool, man.
Sounds like same.
Aim for the stars.
Oh, you want to buy a basketball team?
Okay. In America? In the NBA?
What's your favorite?
Grab bag.
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Jeremy Swayman won't be playing for the Bruins tonight, but the Bruins play their second preseason game.
Ooh, nice.
Taking on the Washington Capitals tonight. They look pretty good in their first preseason game, and then they ended up losing the game, but they look good early.
A good early start.
No Swayman.
No Swayman.
He will not be betwixt the pipes.
No. We'll see how they do. When do we get our guy Corpy in there? When are we going to see him?
Maybe tonight? I don't know if he's starting. I think he's one of the two guys that they're addressing tonight.
Nice.
So you could see Corpusala.
My guy.
That is for sure your guy.
Get him in there.
Better than Linus, right?
Yeah,
that's what you said?
This is an Allmark stance. This is not a Swayman stance. This is an Allmark stance.
It's an Allmark stance.
Yeah. It's a downgrade from Swayman. I don't think he's a downgrade from Allmark. Okay.
You're going to need a bigger
grab bag.
Fantasy pickups for week 4, Jones. You got any that jump out to you for your old fantasy football?
Well, I'll tell you, both these guys were owned in my league, but I think in a variety of leagues, they're out there. If you need a running back, I'd go Bucky Irving from Tampa. I don't think there's a ton in front of him with Rashad White, and so I think there's an opportunity. He's already playing a ton, and there's an opportunity for him to really win that job. At wide receiver, I'd go with a guy who had a monster week last week. He put up 41 in my league. He was owned and started in my league last week. But I'd go Juwan Jennings against the New England Patriots. Ayuk's been bad. Debo's out. I think Kittle's going to be out again. So I'd go Juwan Jennings. Those would be a couple of the ads. And by the way, those are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K. It's slim pickings in my league, though, Keith.
Same.
I think Cole Kmet was the big ad.
Yeah, I got nothing.
People are doing today.
Streaming defenses. Yeah. That's what we're looking at.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
grab bag.
A text question. Do you think Russell Wilson could get traded to Miami?
Oh, so that was a question. I took that as actual news. I was looking for it. I didn't see that anywhere.
It's a question.
Do you think Pittsburgh would
Broncos country? Let's ride.
Let's ride. Dolphins.
Dolphins country.
I'm at Dolphins.
Dolphins.
What do you say?
Let's ride.
Let's.
So Tomlin said he wasn't going to announce a quarterback.
You could ride a dolphin. That still makes sense, actually.
Oh, you definitely ride a dolphin.
Swim with the dolphins.
Swim with the dolphins.
Yeah.
You could ride a dolphin.
Yeah, you definitely could. I mean, you're the one who has the problem with bullfights. I can't imagine you'll advocate for people riding dolphins.
Is the fin, in front of you or behind you? Probably in front.
Yeah.
The top fin.
The reverse dolphin. Sorry, you start doing that. That's an advanced
Which
move.
Way do you ride a dolphin? I don't know. You gotta hold on tight.
Do you think Pittsburgh would do it?
No, I think they're probably gonna just play these two guys this season.
If I'm Pittsburgh, I'm like, whatever, it's working with Fields, but what are we gonna get for Russell Wilson?
And Wilson's not
unless you think he's a distraction.
Play.
Unless you think him standing there in his pads with his eye black is a distraction.
If they've been able to win games with him standing in full uniform when he's inactive, I don't think he will be a distraction. I think he'll fine.
If they were like 1-2, I'd be like, yeah, get this bum out of here looking over Fields' shoulder, but I don't feel like that's going on. So I wouldn't do it if I were Pittsburgh, but sure. Miami, he'd be an upgrade, sure.
Yeah. Because Skylar Thompson, I guess, hasn't been ruled out for this weekend. But it's like, okay, great.
Yeah, who cares?
Even if you get Skylar Thompson. Yeah. And they're playing, what do we say, Monday night against Tennessee?
Yep.
That is it's a big game for the because if they can't win that game, Dolphins, then they sink like a stone in the Tier Tuesday.
Do they? We won't. We'll have
they're
to
off of no QB.
We'll have to kick them out of no QB.
They'd be at least be in Rambulance Loser at the very least.
Maybe they go to Rambulance Loser. Yeah, that's true.
Grab bag.
The Oakland A's owner, John Fisher, apologized to the fans ahead of their final home series in Oakland. They've been in Oakland for a long time, and he issued almost a notes app.
Well, he kind of apologized.
He
still blamed the city of Oakland. He's like, I mean, we wanted to keep him.
Yeah, he's like, you blaming the league? Yeah. He's blaming everybody else? Like, no, dude, you're a mess.
It wasn't much of an apology. Like, look, whatever. It's a dump. Get out of Oakland. Bring him to Vegas. Like, I don't have a big issue with that. And, he can do that if he wants to. It's his team. He's going to be hated there and reviled there, but whatever. But the idea of, blaming everybody else, you want to move to Vegas, you want to make a buck. I get it. Yeah. But, don't blame the league and the city of Oakland and everything else.
Although there is a great thing I saw today. 2004, Eric Chavez, $66 million deal. John Fisher buys the team in 2005. Eric Chavez, still the richest contract in A's history.
Wow. They've never handed out a deal richer than
$66 million.
They used to just pump up closers and then trade them. Pump and dump. Jason Isringhausen, Billy Koch.
Billy Wagner.
Koch. No, Koch
Billy
was Koch. With the Astros. They had a couple other guys, too. Houston Street.
You said Izzy?
Yeah,
Izzy. Yeah, Houston Street.
He's a good one. Who else?
Billy Koch. What did you call the thing Billy Koch grew on his, lip?
That's
what do you call
tickler.
That
it's a tickler, Jones.
That is?
Yeah. You gotta be a seasoned professional to have one of those.
Who was Billy? Was Billy Koch the reliever in 2003? Who against Todd Walker and the Red Sox when they got to the ALCS?
Probably.
That was Billy Koch falling apart.
Yeah.
Nice.
He burned hot though for a couple of years.
Real hot.
Good intel from the text line. I've ridden a dolphin. You hold on to the fin, but fittingly enough, he misspelled it at first. It autocorrected to you hold on to the fun, which is what we hope to do every day from 10 to 2.
What? All right, just hold on.
Hold on to the fun.
Hold on tight to the fun.
Yeah, what are the dolphin.
What are the ones on the side? Those are the flippers?
Yeah.
And the fins
they
on top.
They steer.
That's a fin versus a flipper.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Snowflake could kick a field goal with his dorsal fin.
That's true. What a sports nut, huh?
Yeah. Somebody stole the dolphin mascot.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Frowned upon.
They can't do that.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
We thank Adam Thielen for his touchdown as part of the Bozo TD Parlay, which hit. Again, if you missed it, just one ham, $10, won over $1,200 for many people.
No, Adam Thielen has one ham.
He has got... You're absolutely right, Nick.
He spent his ham on the parlay.
Yep. He has a severely torn hamstring and is probably going to go on the IR.
I think it's official now. I think he's official.
Oh, is he official on IR?
Yeah. Well, you know, thank you for serving.
Ham.
Thank you for serving, Adam Thielen.
He did. He won a lot of people a lot of money.
He did.
Now he's out.
Good job. We'll have to find the new one on Friday.
That was great. Oh, I can't wait for next Friday. Can't wait.
We love Grab Bag!
Keith Folk.
Oh, Keith Folk. Great one. Yeah, wait.
I don't know.
No, he was the 03 one. He was the 03 closer.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, you stupid idiots.
Yeah, right.
Was it Billy Koch?
No, it's Keith Folk. That's the guy who won the World Series for the Red Sox and should have been the World Series MVP.
Whatever.
So the 86-year drought.
I've had a lot of beers in the last 2 decades. What do you want?
You have been defeated by the Grab Bag.
A couple of new Dork podcast episodes available. Actually, one available right now. One will be available tomorrow morning. Agatha All Along, the new Disney Plus show, released their first 2 episodes. Ooh. Davey Eyeballs and I watched it. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then The Penguin. Episode 1 on HBO Max, very good.
Yeah, you were
very good.
You were pushing that on Billy earlier.
Well, Billy was talking about Sopranos.
Yeah.
And so IGN is one of these websites that reviews movies, video games, and stuff like that. Horrible reviews.
Bad reviews.
If they like stuff, it's usually bad. And if they don't, it's usually good.
It's one of those places. I see. Got it.
But
they're very contrarian.
Yeah.
I hate that.
No, but I think they've also been exposed for payola plugola. Like if a company is like, hey, say this is a good thing. They're like, oh, this is great. And everybody else is like, no, it's not.
Wow.
But they're what they said about the Penguin, they're like, they gave it like a 5 out of 10. And they were like, it's no Goodfellas or Sopranos. It's like, okay. What, the best show and movie ever? It's not that? Okay, great. But anyway, it's one episode in, but it's very crime boss, street level stuff. It's good.
Nice.
So I recommend that very much.
Make sure you subscribe to
the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thank you, Devon.
Grab bag.
There you go. There's your grab bag on a Tuesday.
All right.
Yes.
We do that each and every day here on Jones and Keith.